This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. We want to get her thoughts on how Republicans and Democrats have couched the issue of healthcare reform, and specifically the bill that was passed earlier this year. And also, if Republicans do get control of Congress, what can we expect them to do on this front? Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Well, this was obviously a major issue debated around the country and certainly in the halls of Congress for about a year, in fact, even longer than a year before the Democrats finally got their way here. Now, of course, in addition to the spending and the debt and taxes and just the general state of the economy, this has been a major issue on the trail. You've got some Democrats defending their vote, others running away from it, others planning to potentially vote to repeal part or all of it. And of course, most of the Republicans are running strongly against it. What do you make of how this issue was generally couched in the midterm elections?
Well, you know, what's happened in looking sort of in the details of how this really is playing the campaign trail, the issue is the most intense in the toss-up House races. There are about 92 races that are considered, you know, really the most competitive races. And health care is an issue. Almost 3-1 of the constituents there oppose what was done in Obamacare. So it's interesting that it's the biggest issue in the most competitive districts. And I think that it's not just what they did in this legislation, which is just awful, and I don't think anybody really can anticipate the incredible fallout and destruction of this legislation if it were to go into effect, but also how it was passed. The American people felt they were not listened to, and whether they understand the details of the legislation or not, they know Congress didn't listen to them. When they were getting 100,000 calls an hour, most of them asking their members to vote against it. Members voted for it anyway. Those are the people who are in the biggest trouble because they felt they were not representing them in this democratic society that we have. So I think that's why this is as big of an issue. It's the issue itself, but it's also how it was passed.
Grace Marie, obviously the president's plan is being phased in over time. A lot of it's going to come in 2014 unless something's done about it in the meantime. But part of it came in during the fall campaign season, probably not a coincidence. And these are some of the more commonly supported components here, not denying people for pre-existing conditions, kids without pre-existing conditions, allowing kids to stay on policies, basically the things that didn't cost a tremendous amount of money. And for the most part, there wasn't a whole lot of beef about. Do you get the sense that the Democrats gained any traction by implementing those when they did?
You know, the numbers show that they absolutely have not. When you look at the opposition, the number of people who wanted this to be repealed right after it was passed, it's at least as strong now. And the president has spent, Lord only knows how many speeches he's given trying to tell people this is really good for them. They know it's not. They get it, that you can't give people free preventive care, that you can't have parents put their children on their policies. However good these initiatives may be, they cost money. And the cost of health care was from the beginning the biggest concern of the American people. And not only has this legislation not helped with that, it's actually made it worse. And people are getting their slips in the mail about how much their premiums are going to be going up next year, certainly back up into double digits. So it has moved the needle in the wrong direction. It's added huge amount of money to the deficit. It's vastly expanded federal control over healthcare decisions. It's created huge new bureaucracies. They at least 160. We can't even count how many new bureaucracies there are. And that's the thing that the American people get. They're not buying all the sugar coating and the wrapping. They understand the central policy that this is federal control over something very personal and basic, including that is their health care, and they are opposed to it. And so I think that not only this election, but the 2012 election in particular, health care is going to continue to be a dominant issue. And I'm telling you, I don't know which part of this. They keep saying, oh, well, people are going to like it more as it goes along. Which part is that? Is that the $500 billion in new taxes? Is it the $575 billion in cuts to Medicare? Is it the individual mandate? Is it the employer mandate? Is it all the new rules and regulations on health insurance that are driving up the cost? It's real hard for me to see how people are going to like this more as time goes along.
Grace Marie, in terms of the next Congress, if in fact Republicans control certainly one chamber seems to be the expectation at this point with the House. Some say if it's a very big night for Republicans, obviously they could take the Senate. But whether it's one chamber or both, do you expect and do you advocate repeal piecemeal, component by component, given the fact that the president, of course, has the veto pen? Or should they shoot for the moon and try to get the whole thing repealed in one shot?
Well, they will take a repeal vote. I don't think there's any question on that, and it very likely will pass the House. May not pass the Senate, may die in the Senate, but in any case, the president wouldn't sign it. So full repeal is not possible unless there were a change in the White House. But there certainly will be a lot of efforts to begin to delay it, to dismantle it, to defund it, to give a lot more power and authority to the states, to have more flexibility in how they implement this legislation. So there are actually a lot of things that Congress is thinking that it's going to do. But the most important thing I think they're going to do is hold a lot of hearings so people understand the implications. If a third of employers drop their health insurance coverage, send people into these new taxpayer-funded health exchanges, that's going to dramatically increase the cost. We need to know that before that happens and then delay it, because it already is scheduled to cost $2.4 trillion in the first 10 years of implementation. The Congress is going to have to do a very serious job of oversight about what the implementation of this legislation would mean, so people are not blindsided and realize that it is a lot more than adding kids to your parents' health insurance policy and preventive care. This is a major, major restructuring of our health sector to put government in charge, and that people need to understand the details of how that's going to happen.
Grace Marie, last 60 seconds here. Republicans have used the phrase from time to time of repeal and replace. Whether or not these repeal efforts piecemeal actually end up working or not, how important is it for Republicans to, in addition to trying to take away certain provisions of what they see as deeply flawed legislation, to have something attached to that that would replace it? Because, of course, there's obviously been a lot of discontent with the system as it existed prior to the bill being passed.
That's so right, because people know that there are problems in our health sector that need to be fixed. And I think every time they take something away and they say, we don't believe we ought to have the individual mandate, or we ought not have all these billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars, in new subsidies for health insurance, but we believe that we need to help people that are vulnerable, that to make to give them an opportunity to buy more affordable coverage, give states a lot more authority about how they're going to restructure their high-risk pools or their health insurance markets to make that happen, and possibly some additional subsidies for long-term uninsured people. So they need to offer solutions at the same time they're repealing some of the most onerous parts of Obamacare, and I think that's what you're going to see. But I don't think you're going to see the Republicans coming up with a major reform bill. They got it that the American people want step-by-step reform. They don't want another one of these 2,800 pages pieces of legislation. They want a smaller incremental reform, and I think that's what you're going to see.
Grace Marie, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.